Dictation for Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, December 21, 46. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow up Mr. Loomis, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in December. Underwent elective total colectomy, University of Michigan, March 2025. Has an ileostomy. No bleeding. Comes with wife. Good appetite. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. No changes in urination, infection, cloudiness, or blood. A stable edema, bilateral, although worse on the left comparing to the right. He has history of deep vein thrombosis on the left side and remains anticoagulated. Apparently also has an inferior vena cava filter. Denied chest pain palpitation syncope, denied smoking, chronic dyspnea. Uses inhaler nebulizers. No oxygen or SIPA machine, no purulent material hemoptysis. He's hard of hearing. There was a falling episode 3-4 days ago. No loss of consciousness, no focal deficit, no emergency room, just lost balance. He does have prior right-sided inguinal hernia repair. He has some discomfort on the left-sided, in the groin to the testicular area, worsening with coughing, likely this is a hernia, needs to follow with you or surgery. I review discharge summary, University of Michigan. Next paragraph, medication list review, hydralazine, Norvasc, Bumex, bicarbonate replacement. Next paragraph, present weight 127, previously 141, blood pressure by nurse 130/57, COPD abnormalities distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, ostomy right-sided, no abdominal distension tenderness, no major edema non-focal, hard of hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are April 30, high potassium 5.5, low bicarbonate 13, elevated phosphorus, normal calcium albumin, anemia 10.4, normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine at 3.1, representing a GFR 20. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic versus progressive chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Already done dialysis class. He decided for in-center hemo. Patient's wife unable to get involved with needle placement at home hemodialysis. With the bowel surgery, not a candidate for peritoneal dialysis. Blood test will continue on a monthly basis. We discuss about an AV fistula. We see what the blood test shows in May. We discuss about high potassium. He needs to restrict potassium to no more than 2 grams in a day. I show then how to look in the computer, the potassium content of food. We also give him a high potassium diet to avoid. He's having a lot of potatoes. He gets 1 protein drink a day. We discuss about metabolic acidosis, bicarbonate replacement. Present blood pressure volume appears stable. Continue same dose of diuretics. Continue other blood pressure medications. Monitor anemia for EPO treatment. Monitor PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We start treatment dialysis based on C symptoms and GFR less than 15. Recent B12 folic acid was normal, although iron studies were borderline, with a ferritin 47 saturation 19%. Prolonged visit, end of dictation,